Hello. Yes, yes, yes. What's that? I can't make out what you said. Wait a second, I turn off this radio. Hello, now, what was it? No, he ain't here. What? What? Oh, say.
Zeb, did that feller Evie lean the cup?
Yes, yes, I will. Oh, you're going to get it.
Get the cup?
Cup nothing. You're under arrest.
Who?
You.
Me?
You, yes, you are.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you now. You know who that was that I was talking to on the telephone there when you came in?
No, who was it?
Well, that was Mayor Schultzenheimer.
Mayor Schultzenheimer?
Yes, sir, Lee Bob. He just got back to town and found out about the prize fight. And he's going to have you and Nelson and that fella Bigger all arrested.
Yes.
Yes, he is. There's a law again prize fighting in this town, young fella. I told you you hadn't better.
Sure. There weren't no real prize fights.
Well, it certainly was. And Mayor Schultzenheimer is swearing out a warrant.
How's that?
Warrant.
That's what I said in the first place.
Hmm? You said it. You said what?
That it weren't a real prize fight.
Oh, but I tell you it was, Eb, it was.
You just said it weren't.
Well, I did not. I didn't say no such thing.
Then what did you say? What did you say?
I said warrant, warrant.
Shucks. First it was, and then it weren't. I'm going home because I ain't going to stay here talking to a crazy fella like you.
First place, I ain't crazy. And another thing, you just stay here now, Ed Peters. That dingy or hide, you're in enough trouble already without getting yourself arrested, goodness knows. You know what I've got to do?
What are you going to do?
It isn't what I'm going to. I've got to. We've got to sneak you out of town.
What for?
Oh, land of Goshen. Say, don't you understand nothing? Listen, you're going to be arrested. They'll send you to prison for 100 years.
They do, and they'll just make goddamn fools out of themselves.
What do you mean?
Because they won't live that long.
Yeah, I'm
going on home, Zeb. I'll see you in the morning, being about 7. My knee is sort of bothering me.
Well, never mind your knee now. You just wait a minute. Wait a minute. You can't go home, I tell you. The constable's probably looking for you right now. You got to get right out of town, I tell you. You got to. Oh, say, listen, I've got it.
Got what?
I've got the ID. You see that empty packing case there?
Yes.
Now, you get in it, and I'll nail you up inside and take you down to the depot. And then you can crawl out and catch a train.
Yeah, sure. I ain't going to get nailed up in no packing case.
Now, listen, Ed. You've got to do it. You've got to. You don't want to go to jail, do you? Now, you go on. You get in that case there, and I'll take a hammer.
Yeah, but they ain't going to arrest me.
Oh, they are. They are, Ed. Mayor Schultzenheimer just told me so on the phone. Now, go on. Get in that case. You won't have to stay there long. I'll take you down to the depot right away.
Yeah, but how are you going to get me down to the depot inside that case?
Yeah, let me see. Oh, I'll put it on a wheelbarrow. Now, go on. Get in like a good fella. And I got the hammer and nails right here.
Now, shucks. Well, all right, shucks.
Now,
I'll
that's
get in.
Something like it. That's the stuff.
Wait till I get down low enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
You better sort of squat down a little more there.
About like this?
Well, get your head down there. I got to get the cover on, don't I? Yeah, that's better. Yes, that's it. Now I'll nail the boards on. There we are.
Good.
Just a second.
Don't
think
I'm cutting on a nail.
Keep still.
But I'm cutting on a nail.
Keep still, I tell you. Someone's coming. There's someone coming. howdy, Mr. Bigger.
Say, where's Peters?
Who, you mean my partner,
Peters?
Yeah.
Peter?
Oh, you see...
Come on. Don't try to hold out on me. I've heard all about it. I know the kind of a box he's in.
You do?
Yes, certainly. And Nelson and I are in
Say, wait a minute. Who told you?
Oh, I don't know. Half a dozen people. Everybody knows it.
Well, with a John Brown. News certainly travels in this town.
He's in a pretty tight place, ain't he?
Yeah. Oh, yes, yeah. I reckon it is pretty tight.
But he isn't the only person in the case. Nelson will be in it, too.
Nelson? Why, Dad, dingy, things room enough for Eb, let alone...
And I'll be in it myself as soon as the mayor finds out I'm the promoter of that fight.
You'll be in it?
Of course.
Well, if you think I'm going to lug you down to the depot, you just got another thinker coming. I'll take care of Eb because he's my partner, but Dad didn't...
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don't get excited. That's what I want to talk to you about. Maybe I can get Peters out of it.
Yes, well, you just never mind getting him out of it. I had a hard enough time getting him into it.
You got him into it?
Certainly did.
But I thought it was the mayor that clamped the lid on.
No, sure. I done that myself. And what's more, I can take it off, too.
I see. I'm just beginning to get this now. I wondered how you could kick through with $1,000 for the fight arena and still play ball with the reformers. You was just kidding us along, wasn't you, huh? Waiting for the fight to come off so you'd have us. Well, you did a good job. You've got us over a barrel, all right.
What is that, Mr. Bigger? Got what?
Barrel.
Oh, barrel. Yes, I should say so. The back room
now,
there...
Now, listen, I'm going to talk turkey to you. Can you fix it for me?
Why, how do you mean, Mr. Bigger?
You know what I mean. Put me in right. I want to get out of town.
Why, sure, I'll put you in right. I got Eb in all right.
Okay, how much?
How much what?
How much do I have to come through with? Here's
$1,500. $1,500? Why, say, what...
All right, $2,000 then. That's all I've got on me. Here, take it. Now get busy.
Yes, I will. But before I can fix you up, I got to get this box to the depot.
All right, but hurry up. Here, I'll give you a hand. What do you want to do with it?
Just give it a boost onto this wheelbarrow here.
All right.
Wait now, take it easy.
Now, make it snappy. The sooner I can get out of this town, the better.
Yes, I'll be right back, and then I'll get a barrel, and...
Hey, where's that guy, Peters? Where is he? I'll learn him.
Oh, hello, Mr. Nelson. Why?
Wait a minute, Sloan. Peters is okay. It's Winterbottom here that framed this business. Why, he's even taking his own partner for a ride.
Yes, sure, I'm taking him for a ride right away.
Oh, yeah? So that's it, huh? Well, I never did like that guy's map, and while I'm here, I think I'll just change it for him.
Now, never mind. It isn't going to do you any good to get tough. If you're smart, you'll buy your way out just like I did. You got any money?
Yeah, I got 500 smackers. Why?
Let me have it.
Yeah, but what's the idea?
Let me have it.
Okay, here.
All right, Winterbottom. Fix him up, too.
Well, shakes alive. I don't know whether I've got a big enough...
You can do it all right. Now, here, take it.
Well, all right.
Now, that's settled. We'll wait here till you come back and make it...
Hey, I'm from the sheriff's office. I'm looking for Ed Peterson. Well, here's a couple of other guys I'm looking for, too. Your name's Biggers, ain't it?
Yes, my name's Biggers. What about
it? I got a warrant here for your arrest.
Yeah? Well, throw it in the ash can, and I've got it all fixed.
Yeah, and so have I.
Fixed? What do you mean, fixed?
Why, with Winterbottom, it's all settled, and you'd better run along and peddle your papers if you don't want to lose your job.
Yeah, so what do you think of that?
Hey, what are these fellas talking about?
Dang if I know. They just come in here and give me $2,500 to put them right in the barrel.
They must be nuts. Come on, you fellas. You're both under arrest.